Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Okay, a few quick updates. Number one, Tori and baby are doing great. Number two, what's number two? Oh, number two, are y'all cool if I just give like a little shameless plug to something real quick, something that's actually been really sweet for us? I don't know if you all know, but we have a weekly newsletter that we recently rebranded as the Sunday Send, and we send it every Sunday. And it's, well, at least in our opinion, extremely encouraging. It speaks into real life issues, and it provides a lot of resources, a lot of free ones, and a lot of like discounted ones from other people. And so if you guys want to hear more about Tori and baby in this coming newsletter, be sure to go into the description and click that and sign up for that. We promise not to spam you. We promise you'll get more than what we, how do you say that? We promise you'll get more than your sacrifice, your email. Anyways, we're picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and we're going to take it from here. The devotional says, faith in Christ is not just about knowing the truths of the gospel, but about living them as well. It is vital to know that faith is not just an action of your brain. It's an investment of your life. Faith is not just something you think. It's something that you live. Hear these words from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. And it says this, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, and that what we now see did not come from anything that could be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. So what is faith? Verse 6 is very helpful. Biblical faith has this foundation. You must believe that God exists. This is the watershed, the great divide. There are only two types of people in this world. Those who believe that the most important fact that a human could ever consider and give assent to is the existence of God. And those who either casually or philosophically deny his existence. But intellectual commitment to God's existence is not all that faith is about. Faith means you live as though you believe in God's existence, or as though you believe, as the writer says, he rewards those who seek him. Faith is a deep-seated belief in the existence of God that radically alters the way you live your life. Now here's the rub. Faith isn't natural for us. I'm going to read that again. Faith isn't natural for you. Biblical faith is counterintuitive and countercultural. So we even need God's grace to have faith, to believe in the existence of the one whose grace we so desperately need. And that grace is yours for the asking again today. And I don't have a whole lot to add on this one, aside from maybe I'll just share something quickly. Whenever I worked in a previous job, I was always doing life, not in a bad way, I was always doing life with people who don't believe in God, and honestly, sometimes people who hate God. And I had a chance to share, I had a chance to encourage, a chance to maybe answer some questions, to maybe right some wrongs, and different things like that. But as I would get into, like, I don't want to call it an argument, because it was always super healthy. Like, legitimately, I can probably only think of one time that it maybe was unhealthy, and we patched that up. It was always just a conversation. But one of the things that really stuck out to me whenever I was asking people about what they believed in is I would always get to this point and I would say this. I'm like, hey, okay, hold on. Let's back up just 2 seconds. Hypothetically say that Jesus is real. Okay, Jesus is real. He lived, he died, he rose again. Would you follow him? And you'd be so shocked at the amount of answers I got from people. By the way, I was like traveling the world and talking to people all day about this. Like I was so on fire for God. And now I have a daily devotional podcast, right? And people would say no. And then that told me that this person wasn't having like a logic issue with the evidence of God. They're having a heart issue for the meaning of God. And that would change the way I would try to speak to them about God, because it showed that even if evidence were there, they were not interested. But if someone did say, yeah, actually that would mean a lot to me, then I saw some intellectual consistency. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Here's some things that I would recommend that you check into regarding some evidence that maybe you'd find interesting, right? But my point is that just like what the author was saying in this devotional, is that if God is real, that changes everything. We don't go on living like ordinary people. I'm not bashing ordinary people. What I'm saying is we serve a supernatural God who now resides in us. Now he calls us to do things with his power for his will and his way. And so we will look very different, but in a good way. It'll be very, people will enjoy interacting with us. Scripture says, and they will know that you're my disciples by your love for one another. Like, take that in for a second. They will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. And that's just insanely powerful. And one of the real great benefits to having faith in God and the existence of God and how it changes everything because he lives is that it gives us real purpose. It gives us real meaning. That means that the way that you take care of your elderly parents means something. The way that you treat your alone time has meaning. The way that you do everything has meaning. And that's a really beautiful thing, but it's a really great responsibility, because we can't just willy-nilly walk through life doing whatever we want, because we know that we're here for a purpose. We were created to do something by our Creator. And because of that, that changes everything. I just want to encourage you that if you're someone who's feels like maybe you're floundering a little bit with your purpose, hey, take a number. We're all there with you. You know, we're all trying to figure this thing out. Tori and I did create a resource to take a vision casting retreat. This is like another, wow, what a great full circle moment to circle back to the Sunday Send, where if you are a part of the Sunday Send, you'll see opportunities to get that resource, to take a vision casting retreat, to try to dig into what God has you here on earth to do. But I think the more of the story is that it changes everything, but it's by our faith. And it's impossible to please God without faith. And so it will be counterintuitive. It will be countercultural. And it will come with resistance. But that's when we dig in. That's when we really dig in. I'm going to pray sign out. Lord, thank you for this devotional. Lord, I ask that you would increase the faith that we have. I pray that you would take our faith and multiply it. Help us to truly believe the best in you, the best about you, Lord. I pray that you'll help us just overflow with faith into situations, both fun and also hard and difficult, God. I pray that you'll use us and our faith in you to encourage others. Give us opportunities today, even this very, anytime someone's listening to this podcast, God, give us an opportunity to let our light shine that is for you, God, to let our faith be a good example for someone else, to encourage somebody. Lord, please use your servants, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget to love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Arrivederci.